On the 18th of April 2019, Lyra McKee was fatally shot during rioting in the Cregan area of Londonderry, which she was observing. A dissident Republican paramilitary group, the New IRA, said it was its members who killed her. The journalist was 29 years old when she passed away. Within 48 hours, Prime Minister Theresa May and the Irish PM, Leo Varadkar, issued a joint statement setting up a new talks process aimed at restoring peace in Northern Ireland. Leona O'Neill is a journalist in Derry who happened to be with Lyra on the night she died, although she is unconvinced that the situation in Northern Ireland will change.
We have a perfect storm of the rise of support for these dissident Republicans. Tensions and violence and all that stuff bubbles onto the surface here, and it has done for the last 20 years. It's a very, very delicate piece, and it can be, it's like a wound, I think, sometimes. We put a plaster over it, and every so often we rip that plaster off and it bleeds, and then we put it back on again, and it's just like a vicious circle.
Mourners attended McKee's funeral on Wednesday, with many lining the streets dressed as characters from Harry Potter, Lyra's favourite film, to show their respect for the individual she was, as well as the power she held in her career. The priest leading the service, Martin McGill, was reduced to tears after the ceremony, where he received a standing ovation during his funeral address. McGill took the opportunity to ask the politicians of opposing parties in attendance, why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her to get to this point? However, DUP MP Sammy Wilson said he's not convinced it marked a turning point to restore power sharing. The people of Northern Ireland can only hope the conflict does not lead to another unnecessary death of an innocent human being in the future. This has been Rebecca Toogood reporting for Jam Live.